The following is an audio program of the Conscious Evolution Institute and HGH.TV. Laughter has a healing power all its own. Laughter has always been considered something somewhat mystical. It is deeply ingrained in our evolutionary psychology, and humans have spent centuries, or even millennia, attempting to fully understand it. There are many that have believed in the healing power of laughter. Audrey Hepburn said, "I love people who make me laugh. I honestly think it's the thing I like the most, to laugh. It cures a multitude of ills. It's probably the most important thing in a person." Are the benefits of laughter simply a placebo? Although it may be easy to believe that the positive benefits of laughter are the result of a grand placebo effect, in recent decades, scientists have actually begun to uncover a number of physiological and psychological benefits associated with laughter that prove that laughter is more than just a sugar pill for the brain. Hale Dwoskin, Unlocking the Power of Laughter. One path to unlocking the ultimate benefits of laughter was designed by a man named Hale Dwoskin, inventor of what is known as the Sedona Method. Dwoskin wrote both the best-selling book, The Sedona Method, and was featured in the movie Letting Go, educating the protagonist about the powers of freeing the mind. One of the primary features of the Sedona Method revolve around unlocking the power of laughter to maximize both mental and physical health. Hale Dwoskin explains that laughter can offer these powerful benefits without costing you a dime. A life full of laughter has been shown to be a happy and relaxing way to boost both well-being and health. There are many in the past that have believed that laughter was simply a placebo, that it is simply an expression of joy that reinforces itself through expression. Research has provided reams of evidence to the contrary. Laughter produces real benefits. There is compelling indication that the physical process of laughter elicits true physiological benefits to both mind and body, and to the soul, but no study could prove that benefit. Although there is still so much that we don't understand about what it is to laugh, we have been able to record and monitor the physical changes in the body that take place as a result of laughter. Laughter in the heart. Many of the benefits of laughter are in relation to the cardiovascular system. Laughter has been shown to induce healthy blood pressure, actually causing the heart rate to increase. Although this increase is not as high as what is achieved during physical exercise, these brief bursts of intensity have been shown to be physiologically beneficial to cardiovascular health, encouraging healthier blood pressure throughout the day. Laughter also speeds up the rate of breathing to compensate for increased energy consumption. This increase in airflow helps oxygen reach deeper tissues, feeding the body, promoting greater health by providing disparate tissues with one of the key ingredients to support their normal daily function. Laughter also provides certain benefits that have also been associated with the process of yoga. Laughter is a physiological reaction which encourages relaxation. The process of laughter causes numerous muscles to release their energy, so much so that they can relieve tension in the neck and shoulder muscles. This form of relaxation further encourages blood to flow freely through the body. Emotional health feeds on these various physical changes as well. Total oxygenization and physical feelings of relaxation play a vital role in the maintenance of a positive mind state that broadens your point of view and suppresses feelings associated with negative attitude. It simply leads to a more easygoing state of mind. Laughter is an evolutionary health adaptation. Dwoskin goes on to explain that laughter produces these amazing benefits because of the way that we are designed as human beings. In social interaction, laughter is a form of release. It relieves the tensions of social situations. It's the best icebreaker around. Scientific evidence shows that the physiological benefits of laughter actually mirror the social and interpersonal benefits of the action. Laughter is a sign to the people around you that everything is okay and there's no reason to be worried. Inside of our bodies, the process of laughter actually changes our internal chemistry, removing from our bodies the anxiety and intensity of the fight and flight state of mind. Laughter is a social code that is processed by the body, putting it at ease. Laughter is a natural relief valve, both socially and physiologically, that loosens us up in every sense of the word. University of Maryland Laughter Study. The physical action of laughing is one of the simplest and most basic ways that we can let go of our worries and simply put our bodies at ease. Health scientists have discovered that laughter actually shares many benefits with exercise. In one clinical study initiated by the University of Maryland Medical School of Baltimore, laughter was shown to impact the body's physical ability to relax, all the way down to the blood vessels. The physical act of laughing encourages the blood vessels to dilate easier and more often. Vasoconstriction is actually a major risk factor for cardiovascular complications such as stroke and heart attack, because tightened blood vessels exacerbate the negative effects of plaque within the arteries and can actually block blood flow to the body in severe circumstances. In addition to this, the combination of increased blood pressure and decreased blood vessel volume makes it more likely that chunks of plaque break off and clog vital blood pathways in the brain, heart, or anywhere else in the body. In the University of Maryland study, participants had their circulation monitored while they watched a comedic movie. Researchers discovered that in all but one of the 20 subjects, blood circulation increased significantly at a rate which averaged 22%. This level of increase is no small feat, and researchers explained that the increase in blood flow encouraged by laughter in this situation produced a benefit that would be the veritable equivalent of 15 to 30 minutes of exercise. American Heart Association Laughter Study. These aren't the only ways that laughter encourages better health. As a result of research funded by the American Heart Association, it was discovered that men and women suffering from heart disease were significantly less likely to turn to laughter as a form of physiological release. Participants were displayed a number of amusing situations which were intended to encourage them to laugh. Individuals with heart disease laughed 40% less often than their healthier counterparts. Laughter and endorphins. In addition to this additional benefit associated with the cardiovascular system, laughter has been shown to encourage the release of beneficial hormones within the brain as well. When we laugh, our bodies pump out endorphins at high rates. Endorphins serve two primary functions. Endorphins are the chemicals which induce feelings of pleasure, but they also function as potent painkillers as well. Endorphins usually fire off rapidly in situations where we experience pain, in an effort to dull pain and preserve our ability to make decisions and take action. It has long been hypothesized that laughter can naturally have the ability to help us forget about pain, but research of this kind actually shows that laughter both cures physical and emotional pain as a result of chemical processes within our brain. This rush of endorphins is one of the reasons why it is believed that laughter helps us feel better, inducing a state of elevated well-being. Endorphins are also associated with other physiologically beneficial acts within our lives. Endorphins are what make the runner's high of exercise, encourage us to take care of our physical health. Also, when we have an orgasm, a cocktail of endorphins explode within our minds. In all three of these cases, sex, exercise, and laughter, stress levels have been shown to evaporate as a result. Laughter and human growth hormone. Laughing has also been shown to have a beneficial effect upon human growth hormone production. It has long been believed that people that are able to laugh live longer lives than those that have stern mannerisms and outlook. Human growth hormone is one of the primary hormones associated with youth and vitality, and as HGH levels decline, we begin to age more rapidly. As a result of this correlation between laughter and HGH, the physical act of laughing may actually be one of the most potent and natural ways to maintain physical and mental youth. We primarily produce HGH during two periods. Human growth hormone is released at its highest levels when we were in deep sleep, and HGH pulses into the bloodstream directly as a result of physical exertion. As we explained earlier, laughter has the ability to imitate the physical changes that take place during exercise, and this includes the manner in which our body utilizes human growth hormone. In a way, laughter and exercise are functionally equivalent as our pituitary gland is concerned, and the pituitary gland is the organ responsible for the healthy release of HGH into the bloodstream. Laughter really is an amazing thing. A recent study even revealed that imagining laughter has the ability to boost the production of both HGH and powerful endorphins. Loma Linda HGH Study. A study funded by Loma Linda University and conducted by Lee S. Burke showed that simply priming an individual for laughter had the ability to boost the release of both endorphins and growth hormone. In expectation of watching a comedic film, HGH levels were shown to increase 87%, and beta endorphins were shown to increase by 27%. The sharp increase in growth hormone production is a function of the way that the hormone works. HGH is released in sharp, bright pulses by the pituitary, and the researchers were actually able to catch one of the pulses as the human growth hormone circulated through the body to the liver and other process points. Laughter is important to health. The body of scientific research mirrors what we have known in our hearts for our entire lives. Everyone needs to experience laughter. Although we are scientifically capturing the benefits of laughter, we are also realizing that adults need to infuse far more laughter and amusement into their lives. Researchers have discovered that kids laugh as often as 100 times each day. Many grown-ups only laugh 5 or 6 times a day. As we discussed earlier, people who forget how to laugh literally pay for it with their hearts as they grow older. So we in America need to teach ourselves that it's okay to laugh. Laughter brings out the childish heart within each and every one of us, both figuratively and literally. Although we recognize that this adult world that we live in often prohibits laughter, we encourage you to go seek it out wherever it may hide. Your body and brain will thank you for it. The goal of Dwoskin's Sedona Method is to imitate the process of laughter in order to increase the benefits to the body associated with laughter. But Dwoskin also says the true process of amusement and laughing elicits the same benefits conferred by utilizing the Sedona Method. If laughter is just as good as the Sedona Method, why not just laugh? The Sedona Method is awesome for those periods where you just can't laugh. The method is actually a process of powerful introspection. The goal of this introspection is not to dwell upon your inner concerns and thoughts, but to recognize them and dissociate them from your psychological health in order to increase your peace of mind. The Sedona Method is literally the method of letting go. It's taking all the things that make the seas within your mind tumultuous and cast them temporarily aside in order to focus on your sense of inner peace and well-being. The goal of the Sedona Method is to capture the benefits of laughter and condense them so that you can benefit from them even in times when you are circumstantially or emotionally incapable or not socially expected to laugh. Laugh often, laugh loudly. Laughter really is a beautiful and wonderful thing, and we encourage you to laugh as much and as often as possible. It will make you both happier and healthier. Laughter has been both part of our psyche and our physiological response to the world as long as mankind has existed. There is even evidence that it has existed since long before man even came to be. There are numerous species which emulate that same process of laughter that we engage in ourselves. Laughter truly is something that brings us together and helps us take down the borders which prevent us with engaging with ourselves and with others in joy and in honesty. Take time every day to remember how to laugh. Your body will thank you for it. And you'll be happier. This audio program was a production of the Conscious Evolution Institute. If you found this article informative, we encourage you to visit hgh.tv or contact the Conscious Evolution Institute today. Thank you.